buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
More wet weather thanks to low pressure moving across Georgia. Showers and thunderstorms just about any time of the day today. In fact, we'll likely see some showers and perhaps a few rumbles of thunder this morning. Moving from west-southwest to east-northeast, likely favoring areas especially south of I-10, but even a little bit of rain possible this morning. So you're going to need that umbrella early on today. And then we should see some more scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a little bit of heating. But temperatures will continue to be relatively mild for this time of year. Again, it's July. It ought to be hot, so it's certainly not cool, but it's not as hot as it could be. We'll be in the mid to upper 80s for a good part of the day today, and any downpours will help those temperatures dip into the 70s for a while. It will be the fourth day in a row where we fail to hit 90 degrees in most neighborhoods, and that doesn't happen very often this time of year. So we can take that along with a lot of rain, right? We're looking at the showers and storms ending by early this evening, and then another round yet midday and afternoon tomorrow of numerous storms where, again, just about everyone gets more rain. Everyone got rain yesterday. The amounts varied, but everybody received rain, generally anywhere from a quarter of an inch up to an inch, and probably we'll see similar amounts today, locally heavier downpours in spots, and likewise again tomorrow. And then that pattern change that I talked about yesterday, as we get into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the low-pressure area pushes off to the north and east, and we get at least slightly drier air in here. It will mean hotter temperatures, but the showers and storms will be more typical for this time of year, in that they'll be somewhat scattered and also confined to mostly the afternoon hours. So we get back to the low 90s on Thursday and the mid-90s for Friday and Saturday, even a couple of degrees above average. So heat's not far away, and of course, feel-like temperatures that'll easily soar to 100 degrees. So we have a hot stretch coming up, and it'll be at least a little bit drier. So I would say take the clouds, milder temperatures, and some rain while you can. In the meantime, the tropics, I mentioned the area of low pressure moving across Georgia right now. Well, that's going to head to the coast of the Carolinas over the next few days. This is going to be very close as to whether or not the center of the low gets fully offshore. But if it does, there's some potential for some tropical development later this week. It would already be past Jacksonville, off to our north and northeast. There would be virtually no significant, at least, local impacts. But that's a system to watch. Edward, already gonzo, moved up into the North Atlantic and has lost its tropical characteristics. That means it was a named storm for less than 24 hours. And three of the storms this season have been just like that. They've lasted 24 hours or less. So we've had several brief storms, so to speak. Not unusual for the early part of the season. Now, there's been a lot of banter about this being the fastest ever to the fifth storm. Which is true, at least since the satellite era, since 1966, we've gotten to the E name. That beats the record of July 12th, which was set back in 2005. Now, that's a notorious hurricane season, and before you go, hey, now, wait a minute, is this going to be just like 05? Well, we are seeing indications of an active season, but 05, by this time, was far, far more impactful, especially by the time it got to the E name. But we already had landfalling. Every storm that had been named back in 2005 made landfall. Cindy was a hurricane and hit in Louisiana in June. Dennis became a Category 4 hurricane in early July and was, by the way, really the reason that Tracking the Tropics with Mike was born 15 years ago, right before Hurricane Dennis formed, when what looked to be a very active season. So I said, hey, it's time to start a daily blog. And so this is the 15-year anniversary, so to speak, of Talking the Tropics with Mike going back to 2005. In any case, Dennis hit the panhandle as a Category 3 hurricane in early July. And then at that point, it was also the strongest hurricane for so early in the season. But then right behind it was Emily, which became a Category 5 over the Caribbean and parts of the Gulf of Mexico before plowing into Mexico as a Category 4 hurricane, and that became the strongest for so early in the season. So those were far more impactful storms than what we've seen so far, at least this year. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope it stays that way. But for the moment, the tropics are reasonably quiet. Even if the system to the north develops off the coast of the Carolinas, it's not likely to become real strong. And waves that are moving into the Caribbean now that have been active are coming up against a lot of shear and some dry air, too, so conditions not very favorable. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com. At ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, stay dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.